till no anxieties or anything. That whole time has been. No, a single drop of tear comes. Heart is so hard.
We are like that.
No.
You are not like that. So what to do?
What to do? I want an association like these Vaishnavas that my heart also melted like yours. I told her, this little daughter, that don't come. He began to weep. But I cannot weep. If I tell them, don't come here. I think that you will also eat.
Oh, yes, that's for sure.
This is the problem. I am testing that in the associations of your soft heart, my heart should be somewhat like you.
Vilap Pushmangal. Raghunath Goswami here in sadhak way and Swarup Siddha Sadhak, both way he is doing his prarthana. He lives in Radha Kunda, and there are three stages of sadhak. First, Raganuga sadhak is not like Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak. There is much difference in these two. Vaidhi Bhakti has, Bhakta has, avesh in body, dehatma buddhi, that we are taking in class. Always he remembers whole Vishwa, universe. He is my near dear, he is my enemy, he is my friend, he is my father, he is my mother, and all these things. And always he remembers the sukh and dukh, happiness and unhappiness of this world, entangled always in this. Sometimes he remembers or chants Krishna name, but all things are there. He is always asakta. Asakta means
attached.
Firmly in these worldly affairs. But a Raghanuga sadhak is not like so. He has some taste, he has some greed. And if he is in advanced stage, he will step by step leave all these worldly things, and he will have attachment in chanting, remembering, and all other services. Also, if he has any realization of his Siddha Sarir, then automatically all the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis will come automatically. No? And if a man has worldly attachment, and he will try and try, but yet not come, for hours and hours. No? His mind will go here and there. But in Raganuga Bhajan, if he has some trace of his sarup, and he has some greed, and after all, he has some realization of his Siddha Sari, somewhat from Guru. Then Leela will come automatically. At that time, there are three stages. One stage is that he is deeply engaged, remembering the pastimes of Krishna by his swarup, and he has nothing, no knowledge of this world, this body, or regarding body, or anything. And this is called antardasa. Understand? This is antardasa. But a sadhak jiva cannot, whether he is Swarup Siddha, but he will cannot live so much time in this antardasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can live as much as he can. Meaning so many hours he can live. But for sadhak jiva, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, thus. Not more than that. So this is antardasa, mane inner. And then ardha bhajya dasa. Ardha bhajya dasa means half that, half this. In the middle. He is not seeing the things as apparent as Raghunath Das Goswami, when sees all these things, he thinks that I am doing everything and I am in past times. And I am one of them. I am Tulasi or Rati Manjari. No? At that time he don't know that who am I and what is this, all these things. And when he is in half antardasa, mana ardhavajya dasa, ardha bahya dasa, not inner and not outer, but outer more, but ardha, half, no inner, not in antardasa, bahya dasa, but half. But he is remembering the past times. And he knows that I am, who am I? Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is feeling separation. So much separation. And weeping, rolling on the ground. Sometimes so many vyabhichari and swastik bhav comes. No? This is ardhavajya dasa. And when his whole sense of this world comes, then this is bahya dasa. Bahya dasa, he is feeling separation. And he knows fully that I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am rolling and weeping on the side of bank of Radha Kunda. Where is Radha Kunda? Sometimes remembrance is going cut off. Not fully, as a dhara pravah, as a current. That current discloses what? Obstructed. And he now begins to weep so much. Krishna, always with him. This is sloka. First he sees in inner dasa and feeling, and he is acting like Tulasi Manjari or Rati Manjari. In Ardhava Bahya dasa, he is remembering. But he has no sense of this body, somewhat, for the Bahya dasa. So weeping and doing so. And when he comes in Bahya dasa, I mean outer, then he feels so much separation. What I have seen? And then he begins to weep and write all these things. In Ardha Bahya dasa he cannot write. He can only do pralap. And in inner dasa, no question of writing and all those. There he is so much pleased, feeling so much happiness to serve Radha and Krishna Jugal, or serving Srimati Radha. So in up to 8th sloka, in first he has, for Mangala Charanam, when he was prarambha kar rahe the. He was beginning this book. He thought that I should do Mangalacharan. And when he took his pen, he at once went in Ardha Bahya dasa, and from Ardha Bahya to inner dasa, antar dasa he went. And he at once saw a smiling Rupa Manjari. And he saw something aswabhavik. Aswabhavik?
Uncommon.
Not natural. He saw some so what? Cutting something. Some bites he saw. And he began to smile, Rati Manjari or Tulasi Manjari saw, and at once she remembered anything. What she remembered? At first we should know that who can remember? Who are equal stage to Srimati? All the manjaris are about equal mood to Radha. And what Radha has, all moods, up to Madan and Modan. A part of Madan, Modan, and everything which is in Radha, all comes in manjari. Not fully, but something comes in there. And they test Krishna as Srimati Radhika. So they have about same mood which is essential for Manjari to serve Radha and Krishna. Without this anyone cannot serve Radha and Krishna. At once he sees that Rupa Manjari, his Siksha Guru, there is not Siksha Guru, but yet there is pride for this, that is Siksha Guru. And Lalita Visakha are Siksha Guru of all Sakhis. So he thinks that I am new, and they are my Siksha Guru. Life. Because they are in this world and telling, so their words of this mundane world comes, we cannot tell all these things in that bhasha, in that language. Anything will come upon our language that is mundane. But yet, we should know that Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. He was praying for Rupa Goswami, but he went in deep and began to see Rupmanjari at once. Understand? And he saw some cut source. He is praying in parihas, in joke, that your husband is not here. And you are so much famous in whole Braj that you are a chest lady. And your husband has gone for 4 or 5 days and he has not returned. But I see that just some hours before or in last night, this orc may come. They are not so old, for 6 and 7. Just it seems newly cut. I think that any parrot, souk and parrot, then the green bird, but I have seen so much big parrots, white kakatua. They can speak like men.
You have seen?
So many. They are not suka. This suk,
green,
and this little. Any parrot has cut it as if it is bimbaphal. Then Rupmanjari saw towards her and began to smile. And she became so much pleased to this Rati Manjari. So in third slok, Tvanga Rupa Rati Manjari, Prachura Punjo Daya. In this slok he has given some ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessing. This is not version of Rati Manjari, Aravnath Das Goswami, but blessing from, that is why he is telling Brajendra Basati Sthale Vivida Ballari Sankule Tameva Rati Manjari Prachura Punjodara Gaya Bilasabhar Bismita Pranai Mekhala Margena Jadadda Nijanathaya Brajasinathita Kandaram. So this ashlok is of Rupmanjari. So he is giving ashirvad, blessing to Rupmanjari. That you can write, and writing will be the best writing. Now, the life of bhajan of a sadhak is attachment towards Radha Krishna or Srimati Radhika, especially of this bhava, gopi bhava. Attachment to Radha and Krishna, especially to Srimati Radhika. And they feeling so much separation in this vahya dasa. And that leads them to Ardhabhajya dasa. And if he is a very good devotee, sadhak, then it will go into inner stage, that is Antardasa. And he can serve and feel that thing.
What is the difference between Shakshat Darshan and Antardarshan?
Antardarshan, he is remembering. But it becomes more than Shakshat Darshan. And he, at that time, he feels that I am doing this and those, and I am seeing Radha Krishna and doing all these things. But it is Sphurti, not real. Sphurti. But it gives so pleasure than what to tell Sakshat Darshan. Like that Sakshat Darshan. But it is only Sphurti. Understand? Sphurti?
I understand Sphurti, but when you say not real,
It is not imagination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all these things. That a boy came to me and gave me darshan, and when I wanted to go and catch up that boy, he step by step, backward, he went backward, and when I ran towards him, at once he went here and there and disappeared. This seems as Sphurti, but it may be that in Sphurti Krishna has come and give darshan. As Srimati Radhika, in her Mathur Dira stage, Krishna has gone to Mathura, and she is remembering and saw that Krishna is coming. He cast hold and embraced Krishna and began to laugh and talk with Krishna. After that, any Sakhi Lalita came, oh, what are you doing? Then, oh, where is Krishna? What I was seeing? So this is called a Sphurti. But it may be that at that time Krishna may have come and have given darshan. It may be also, but still it is Sphurti. It will be called Sphurti.
Is this contact with Aprakrita Leela?
Aprakrita Leela itself comes.
That is
Sphurti. And by unnatural way we do kalpana, imagination only, that this is going on, this is going on. And we are remembering also all these things. Then it is not that. So Raghunath Goswami, sometimes in his Sphurti, by remembering, and sometimes he comes in Ardhavajya Dasa, and sometimes in Bahya Dasa. When he is Bahya Dasa, he is weeping and beating and feeling separation. Do we feel separation? What to separation of Radha and Krishna and all these? Rup Manjari, Lalita, Visakha, Vrindavan, Radha, Kum. We have no separation but for our Gurudev also. Not so much. We feel some separation for Gurudev. But not so. We are not hankering for him. Where you are, not calling. So it should be in a sadhak. Then sadhak can, by the grace of his Gurudev, he can remember all these things. And past times will come itself in our any sadhak. As if worldly things come automatically in our heart. Jab tak ye rahengi, up till these thoughts will remain in our heart. That continuous thinking and coming of that is Sphurti will not come. So how it will be? If we have some taste, no? In Harikatha, taste in chanting, and by the grace of our Guru and Vaishnavas, If you have a jhalak darshan, jhalak darshan, like Narad San Narayan, then we have something. So we should chant, we should read, we should do all these things, always continuous, so that it will come with us. Then we will realize something, this separation. If our father and mother help, palm portion here, nourished us, very in good manner. Or our Gurudev has given that thing that I explained there today. Namasestam manumapi sachi putram atra swarupam rupam tasyagra javuri purimma thuringostabhatim radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam prapto jasya prathitikateya si gurum tang natosmi. If Gurudev has given anything that creed towards Nam, Mantra, Brajavasi, Roop, Sanatan, Swaroop, Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Radha and Krishna Jugal, to Radha Kunda, any greed towards them, now we will remember all these Gurudev that he has given. Because this Raghunath Das Goswami has received this thing from his Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and he has taken darshan of Vrindavan, not like us, actually darshan of all these things. So he is so much feeling separation for all. So if we have anything for this thing, this is the goal of our life, then we will be debted to anyone if he has given this. Yeah? So here Raghunath Das Goswami is feeling so much separation for whom? Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Here in this slok, tad alok lokan kalahi dansareva mritam janam tad padam padabja milita lakcha bhesajai devi jivaya tad alokanan kalahi. He was thinking, when he was writing to the lotus feet of Radhika, he remembered in last slok, Devi Dukhakul Sagaro Dara Udare Duyamanam Ati Durgatam Janam Tat Kripa Prabala Naukaya Adbhutam Prapaya Sopada Pankajalayam. When he was going, that he is in the shape of Rati Manjari. And Krishna was sitting with all gopis. All gopi here, mane Radha, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, Chitra, and all of these companions. Swapaksha were there. Not Chandrauli and others. And at that time she was saying that Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhartrika way. Swadhin Bhartrika means controlling Krishna. Krishna has prayed to these gopis, these manjaris, that I want to meet Srimati Radhika. She She is unhappy to me today, and she has done mad. So I want to meet. Ratimandari told Krishna, you should wait here outside. I am going in Kunja. And I will beg permission to her, and then I will come, and if she orders, then I will take you to that Kunja to meet Srimati Radhika. Krishna did so much what? Kaku Minti, prayers, that fell so much for me. Otherwise, I will die if I am not going and not looking. She saw the Mahima of Srimati Radhika. Mahima means?
Glory.
Glory of Radhika. Oh, Krishna is doing so. So he is smiling, he was smiling and went to that place in Kunja where Lalita, Visakha and all were gathered. They were telling that you should not do man's sow. Either Krishna will go to others, Chandravali and others. You should not do man life so. Lalita was offending this. She was telling that, no, you should not. Visakha was telling that thing. And Lalita was, oh, don't give this mark.
Don't give up the mark.
Give up the mark. You should be ill. Otherwise, he will be free and he will not come to you. So be like so. In the same time she came, Tulsi Manjari, that is Rati Manjari came. And she told that outside Krishna is waiting for your order. And he is doing so much prayer to meet you. So what should I do? After some discussion, Srimati Radhika or Lalita told that you should bring him, go. Krishna came, smiling and something, lajja. With sigh. No? He came, his pitambar was hanging on his neck and taking the two ends in her hand, in his hand. What is the meaning?
Begging.
Praying something. Begging. No? He came. Gopis told that, sit down. He sat on the lotus feet were of Radhika. Radhika was sitting on a higher place and all gopis were sitting some lower place. Krishna sat near. Then Krishna began to pray. All right, you should paint my altar. Altar? Krishna began so much happy. All were seeing this fact. Krishna took a golden pulika or any more pankha, pick of feather. And very gently and smoothly he was taking a red collar and was bent. But Krishna, when he was painting, Krishna could not check him. His hand became family. Then it went some zigzag. Radhika began to smile, and seeing her smile, all sakhis there began to smile. Srimati Radhika told, oh, new painter, Bal painter. Bal painter? Baby painter. Bal painter. You don't know how to paint? For a long time, you are seeing feet here, there, keeping it here, keep it in here, and painting, but your hands are trembling so much, you cannot paint. Krishna told that, I will so paint, so beautifully I will paint, that even Chitra, Vishakha and Lalita, and Tungavidya, who are the master of arts, all arts, they will be so much amazed. Let us see, I am doing. But his hands were trembling. Srimati Radhika told that you cannot do my Bal painter, new painter. Oh, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, come on. He will not do. You should do. Then he took that cup and from Krishna's hands. Krishna was sitting and he was seeing towards Tulasi. Radhika was also seeing towards Tulasi. All the sakhis were seeing towards Tulasi. In the meantime, when he his hands were ready to catch hold of the lotus feet of Sri Radhika here and will begin, but at times he saw that nothing is there. That came in this stage. That asked, where is Radhika? Where is Krishna? I am seeing only this. Oh Radhike, he began to cry. Indeed, very, very good thing was there. Srimati Radhika was ordering him to paint, and I was thinking that I am so much lucky and so much sobhagyavan. I was thinking I am the most dear kinkari of Srimati Radhika, and kinkari Radhika was so pleasantly ordering me to do this. And when I used my apne haath ko badhaya,
I put up my hand.
I saw nothing but that. He began to beat his breast and began to roll. Tada avalokanam kalahi. Oh, I was seeing you ordering me and so pleasing. And all sakhis are there. And now I am seeing, I am alone on the bank of this kunda and rolling on the kund in dust of earth. And none is here to console me. Not Rupa Goswami, no Sanatan Goswami. They are my everything, but here they are. Hard to do, began to weep. And began to weep bitterly. Tadavalokan kalahi. Kala ahi, kal ahi. When this kal, kal mane time. This time mane birah kal. Separation time. Has bite me as a very black snake. And I am that and am. माने हम उसको समझ रहे हैं, अनुभव कर रहे हैं. I am realizing that that poison is going in me, and whole body is my going to be dead. So I am mrita, like mrita. Mrita means dead. I am dead. Dead body cannot tell anything. But he is telling that I am dead in your viraha, in separation. Certainly I am dead. But if a mantra vidha, those who know mantra, and if at that time they come and they do anything by their mantra, that man can be saved. And I have seen this. Once a snake bite to my mother in rainy season, and she dead. So much white things coming. And all persons gathered of my village. At that time I was very small boy. Only remember very little. And my grandfather and mother relation, he was a brahmachari in the age of 80, very reddish face, and so young, life young, in 80 years. And all person took my mother on a cart, cough, and they run away to about 2 miles from there, our village. And it was about 10 in night. At that time he was not slept. He came out of his house and began to do mantra by any lips. After time, some time, my mother looked here and there. Where am I? Then Sai came. Then he took his all things. And he saw that here his sasur, sas, and all the person of the whole village were there. She became so sinful. And after that, they returned with my mother, and whole night they used to give ghee and so many things and bath and bath by waters and water. Then he became all right. So if a mantravid will come and he will do any mantra, then he can be saved. And mrita life, I will not be saved. If any mantravid come, who will come? Only Srimati Radhika. Tad padabja millaksha bhesajai devi jivaya. I was saying, he is remembering that, O Devi, at that time I was saying that Krishna was painting your feet by altar, and he was not doing well, so you ordered me to put collar on my feet. And when I became ready, at once that leela went on. I said that no feet, no you, no Krishna, and No sin is there. Now I am dying. If that past tense comes again, and you should give your lotus feet, and that padabja milit laksha, that laksha, laksha means that color. If you will give me, how do you give me? Krishna was painting, no? And keeping sometimes in his what, heart, sometimes on his curved hairs, no? And it was painted here something, or here, or here. So if you will give that painting which came on the face of Krishna, and it will come to my face again, then I may be alive. Otherwise, I will not be alive. No? So, swap padabja, your lotus feet, milita laksha, that is, Krishna has given that laksha, laksha means a color, and that is on your feet, but it is upset here and there. And I will again try to, and then I will keep it on my head. And if the pen given by Krishna and taken here, Krishna, and that laksha will come to my head or here or there, then I can be saved. Otherwise, I will not be saved. You are Bhishak. Bhishak Shiromani. Tomorrow, yesterday we are something